This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezrul and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is Sabrina Magdalene from our very own news team. Now, Tenaga Nasional Berhad has introduced a relief package comprising an Easy Payment Plan, or EPP, which basically offers some form of waivers. Sabrina, what are the details?
So TNB has announced the EPP, which offers surcharge waiver on late payment and suspension of supply disconnection. This covers its 7.5 million residential customers, and the idea is to cushion the economic impact on the people. So TNB admits it is aware of growing public concern over a possible spike in their bills once physical meter readings resume today. Readings were replaced with estimated bills based on the previous month's bill amount during the MCO. So now the EPP will be available automatically for all residential customers from the first actual monthly bill that they receive.
Yeah, and there were questions about the adjustment to the actual bill against the estimated amount. Is there clarification on the payment structure?
Well, customers will receive their actual bills gradually. So this is where the adjustments would be made to the previous estimated bills to reflect the most accurate usage. So when people receive their first actual monthly bill, they can opt to either make full payment or to pay the EPP amount. The estimated bills and other services are available on TNB's portal and app. The payment info will also be displayed in the yellow box on the top right-hand corner of the bill. Meter reading and rendering of bills will resume today, starting with green zone states like Perlis, Penang, Kedah, Perak, except for Sri Manjung and Kelantan. Kedai Tenaga and self-service payment kiosks will also reopen in stages in these states.
Now, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, but still with TNB, their shares were moving today. There's also a report over expected dividends. What's happening there?
TA Securities noted that the government would likely need dividends from Khazanah Nasional Berhad-owned entities such as TNB to finance its stimulus package. It said TNB's share price is trading at above historical average forward price earnings despite the lack of earnings growth drivers. The research house believes demand for electricity is expected to worsen in the second quarter of 2020. This is mainly from the industrial and commercial segments. However, it expects TNB's profits to remain steady as around 84% of its earnings come from the transmission and distribution business, which has fixed revenue. So TNB closed 4 sen higher at 12 ringgit 20.
Sabrina, thanks for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.